This is Kathy Forsty reporting from Folk Alliance International 2017 here in Kansas City, Missouri. We've been doing these little interviews and performances in our hotel room here at the Sheraton Hotel. And today I have Warren Juergens with me, who is not only a great musician, but also has a great studio here in Olathe. Is it Olathe? Is that right?
Yeah, in Olathe, Kansas. Yeah. Or Olith, as the town markers say
people,
when they call
you. A lot of people don't know how to say it. But yeah, Warren Juergens is here. So thank you, Warren, for dropping by.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me about why you decided to start your own recording studio as a musician. Why did you find that important?
Well, you know, I kind of came up in college and after that kind of playing in bands and things like that and really enjoy the process of kind of producing things, figuring things out in terms of instrumentation and whatnot. And I thought, man, wouldn't it be cool to have a real studio, you know, where you could actually record stuff and produce things. So that's kind of what sparked it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and tell people a little bit about your studio. What can they expect if they come and visit your studio?
Well, it's about 800 square feet. I actually built it in my home. It's in the basement. It's not a typical home studio. It was designed by a guy over in Australia. His name's John Sayers. And fortunately, I had somebody who did do the design who actually kind of really knew, you know, functionally how everything should play out. And there's a lot of things that he thought about that I wouldn't have. But it took about 2 years to build it. And there's a lot of caulk in there, too, let me tell you, when you're doing soundproofing.
Yeah.
But anyway, there's five rooms in there, a full control room and a live room and then a couple of about three auxiliary booths.
Mm-hmm.
So what I was really going for was to be able to track, you know, bands live, but be able to isolate them. Because mm-hmm. what we always consistently find is if you can track whatever kind of player with, you know, with a rhythm section, you know, mm-hmm. that seems to solve so many issues.
Right.
And just bring things together in a good way if you can get that foundation happening. So I really wanted a space that would support that.
Right. And the name of the studio, everyone, is called Meridian Sound.
That's right.
You kind of, your expertise is in acoustic music, though, right?
Yeah, I really enjoy, I mean, I'm an acoustic guitar player, playing electric and, you know, over the years, too. But really, I kind of always keep coming back to acoustic. And that's always kind of been a quest of mine, is kind of finding that just right combination of microphone and preamps and stuff to just get that warm, natural sound.
Mm-hmm.
But I do really enjoy recording the acoustic instruments. And that's kind of what we, you know, that's what we aim to.
Acoustic is a lot harder to mic, you know, and with the electric, you just plug it in and you mic the amp, you know.
So yeah, you know,
acoustic
that's
a lot harder to.
There is a lot of little things, and if you're trying to get a stereo, you know, thing happening with guitar, to make sure things don't get phasey, and mm-hmm. That just drives me crazy. But yeah, there's a lot of little things like that you got to be paying attention to.
Yeah, can you do a song for us?
Sure. Yeah. I thought I might do, well, this one here is off my album Blue and Gray that I finished up here about a little over a year ago. And so it's called Let's Go Down to the River. Let's go down to the river. Let's go down to the water. Let's go down to the river side. I want to wash my soul clean. Yeah, I want to be purified. Let's go down to the river side. I spent the last 30 years of my life arguing with myself. Though I wasn't broken, it was bringing me down. And now I found myself alone, lying in pieces on the ground. That's when I knew it was time for a change. Let's go down to the river. Let's go down to the water. Let's go down to the river side. I want to wash my soul clean. Yeah, I want to be purified. Let's go down to the river side. Oh, I felt like I was in the desert without a drop to drain. Looking like some old dried up bone. Now I'm coming out of that wasteland. I got to drink that pure clean water. Cause I finally found my way back home. Let's go down to the river. Let's go down to the water. Let's go down to the river side. I want to wash my soul clean. Yeah, I want to be purified. Let's go down to the river side. Yeah, let's go down to the river side. Oh, let's go down to the river side. Yeah.
All right. Warren Juergens, owner, operator, engineer of Meridian Sound in Olathe, Kansas. That song was kind of a little bluesy tune. Were you influenced by blues musicians?
Yeah, definitely. Kind of probably going back to when I was in college, I kind of discovered the minor pentatonic scales, and so the old bluesy stuff, right? And that was like an epiphany for me, and so I was kind of hooked and played in blues bands and things like that through the years. So that's just that's definitely kind of a influence for me. I kind of went more songwriter kind of things in later years here and started doing the songwriting thing. Mm-hmm. I'm a member of NSAI, and I think that's helped me really grow as a songwriter. But there's always that sort of blues undercurrent, I think.
Yeah. Like, were you a big fan of, like, Clapton and Harris or Terry?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Definitely Clapton. And I think, and then kind of going back to the 70s, you know, Joni Mitchell and, James Taylor and Jackson Brown.
Mm-hmm.
I think
singer-songwriter genre.
Yeah, I kind of grew up on that stuff.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I love that stuff.
Yeah.
So you play in a band as well, right?
Yeah, the band is called Easy G and the Blue Notes, and some friends of mine that are closely associated with the Americana Music Academy over in Lawrence, Kansas, and we just kind of do sort of acoustic-y versions of a lot of these songs and some cover tunes and things like that. And it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Great. Are you guys going to record again? Are you going to record again as a solo?
Yeah, I'm kind of stewing around in my head what the next project needs to be. You know, I have a studio kind of at my disposal there, but that can be a bit of a double-edged sword. But I think, you know, kind of the key for any project, I think, is can you kind of get your plan together. And then for me, when you kind of book those musicians to come in and do, you know, lay that foundation down or however you're going to do it, that kind of helps you get your plan together and gives you sort of a bit of a deadline, right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, these projects can drag on a long time if you don't have
some deadlines yeah.
As we all know.
So do you go in thinking I'm going to get 10 songs recorded, or do you think I'm just going to see what turns out good, or what's your philosophy when you record?
I have in the past, and I kind of like to do them in chunks of three. I think three songs is a good number where you can kind of really focus in on them. And then if you're bringing in drums or, you know, bass or whatever, those foundation players, you can kind of bring them in and do a session in 3 or 4 hours kind of a thing and get that foundation down. And then once you have that foundation, then you can kind of build from there.
Yeah.
So that's kind of the way I've done it. I've seen people do it the other way. They'll like come in for a whole weekend and do 10 songs. Now, you pretty well ought to have a rehearsed band, I think, if you're going that route, because that's a lot of material to, try to do like a session player style, I think.
And the thing, advice I always give young people is, like, just pick, like, three songs you know for sure you want recorded and get those down and do everything you can to get those as perfect as you want them. And then if you want to do more, then you can do more.
I think a lot of people that come in, they do those first three songs, and they learn so much from doing that process.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then it kind of all comes into focus. Okay, I understand what needs to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually recorded three songs in my album down in Nashville just to use their session players down there and get a feel of what their workflow is like, because they move super fast down there, and they have players that are crazy good. and they just, those guys show up, they give them charts, and bam, you're tracking a tune. I mean, 30 minutes, they're in and out of it.
Yeah, it's incredible how fast they can work.
So, yeah. But yeah, I just wanted to get the foundation tracks and see what their workflow is like, because we've kind of adopted that.
Yeah, because you have some session people you bring in too, right?
Yeah, we do. We've got a Lucas Parker from Lawrence, and then a Colby Earlywine is another one that does drums for us. And I like using those guys. It's a real good foundation.
Yeah, and you play guitar and stuff.
I have, yeah. I do. Occasionally I'll play on projects. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's tough to, if you're playing on a project and also producing it, it's kind of hard sometimes to keep separation, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I almost prefer not to, but sometimes I do. It just depends.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
we've had recording engineers do the banjo parts and stuff for us on things. So
yeah. Yeah.
Some things you're not capable of doing very well, so.
Yeah, you betcha.
Yeah.
Yeah, I suppose.
Can you do another tune for us?
Sure. Yeah. Let's see. I wonder, could I, like, I did the classic mistake. I forgot to grab my capo out of my guitar case. I was going to do one of these that requires a capo. And I think it should be right there. Yeah, perfect. Okay. So this one is called, it's called These Cards. It's actually, this was written by Bob Kamler, who is somebody I know through NSAI that also recorded an album in my studio. And he actually sent the song over to me kind of to do a little bit of, you know, changing and this and that. And I kind of did some melody changes and changed the third verse into more of a bridge kind of a thing. So anyway, it's called These Cards. I figure I'd shuffle this deck of cards about 400 times an hour. I called her at 2 and I could see by the moon. Gonna take it to the 7th power. 3,000 runs of 52 through my thumbs. That's a little long to be in the shower. So I grip and I sift and I flip once more. Stare at the camouflage flowers. To joke and look over near a captain and a soda and a half pack of cigarettes. The suicide king is kind of like me with a blank stare painted on his head. Many of these queens, they slipped in between these fingers but had never been held. It's the noise they make that flushes away the words that she never said. Oh, these cards rushing through my hand. Oh, these hearts slipping through like sand. I make another start, I don't care where they land. It's just me in the dark dealing with corner's gonna ride it like wheels, and the sheen has faded to haze. The table's worn smooth with each and every move as midnight replaces the day. Well, I won't deal, cause I don't wanna feel the losing of one more game. So I bite down long, stick them deep in my palm, just flick those worries away. Oh, these cards rushing to my hands. Oh, these hearts slipping through like sand. I'm gonna make another start, I don't care where they land. It's just me in the dark dealing with the man. Yeah, every so often I test my luck and I make a single cut. When I do, the same holds true when the cards turn face up. Well, diamonds, spades, all clubs display. No hearts, babe, again I'm trumped. I pull the shade as my reflection fades into the rays of the morning sun. Oh, these cards rush through my hand. Oh, heart slipping through like sand. I'm gonna make another start, I don't care where they lay. It's just me in the dark dealing with the man. Yeah, it's me in the dark dealing with the man. it's me in the dark dealing with the man.
Awesome. I love that. That's a good song. So tell people where they can find you as far as Meridian Sound is and how they can get a hold of you if they want to do a recording.
Yeah, you can find us on the web at meridiansound.net, and there's contact information on there as well, emails and whatnot, so you can get a hold of us. Again, we love to do the acoustic music, and so welcome anybody that would love to, you know, love to work with anybody on that.
All right, so it's meridiansound.net, so make sure you go there and check out his studio. He's got some nice photos of the studio there, and you kind of see what it looks like. And is there examples of your stuff on there?
Yeah, we've got some clips on there of different projects that we've done.
Great.
And a lot of pictures of the studio and that sort of thing.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, this is Warren Juergens, everyone, and the name of his studio is Meridian Sound. And I'm Kathy Forstie reporting from Folk Alliance International in Kansas City, Missouri.